sideline before forward motion stops. It's a four-yard gain and brings up second and six.
Chartrand and on the first tackle here as well for Pomona Westphalia.
The way this momentum has swung, guys, I think Harbor Beach has to score on this possession. It just, it's been going all West, Pomona Westphalia's way the whole second half, and I think Harbor Beach needs to just score on this possession. Even if it's just a field goal, just score. Try and get their crowd out of it and just try and get the momentum swung back in their direction.
And Michigan State starting out the game the same way Harbor Beach did, with leading Nebraska 3-0. Second and six now, and we have a timeout called by Eli Kraft. A little miscommunication in the backfield. And a second and six will be coming up with 10:23 left in the fourth quarter. I'm in your home for high school football, WLEW Sports.
Hi, Todd Bowers from Moore Motor Sales in Carroll. We have the best selection of F-150s, Lincolns, and Chrysler and Dodge minivans in Huron, Tuscola, and Sanilac counties. We have the hard-to-find models that not all dealers carry. Expeditions, Navigators, Flexes, Durangos, and Mustangs. We have a huge selection of the roomy full-size Ford Taurus with rebates up to $7,750. $50. Come see me, Todd Bowers, at Moore Motor Sales just west of Carroll on M81, or shop the web at themooreautogroup.com. See you soon.
Harbor Beach calls a timeout, trying to discuss things, trying to get back on track here, as they've seen PW score 14 straight points on them. Now, Harbor Beach still leads 17-14 with 10:23 left. Two receivers to the left, one to the right, Kraft in the shotgun with a running back to the other side. Downfield to Josh Elke. It's caught at the 29-yard line, and he falls down at the 25. A huge completion from the 38 all the way down to the 25-yard line. A 37-yard pickup to Josh Shelke, the reception from Eli Kraft, and Harbor Beach has just swung things their way.
What a play call out of the timeout, a much-needed boost for the Harbor Beach offense. I mentioned this once before, I'm going to mention it again. Ross Wolniakowski in coverage had no idea where that football was. Josh Shelke turned around, adjusted to the ball, thrown to his outside shoulder, and made the catch, keeping his feet in bounds. A great play there by Shelke and Kraft on that play.
The play was right in front of me, right over the back shoulder of Josh Shelke. Heck of a ball, heck of a catch. Huge play for momentum swing. Great play call, great pass, great catch.
And Eli Kraft on first down keeps it for himself to the far sideline. After all said and done, gets maybe a yard across about the 24-yard line. 9 yards to go on second down. First down marker is way down at the 15-yard line of PW. Now we have a official timeout to Nope, we're good to go now. 9:34 left in the fourth quarter. A three-point game. Harbor Beach 17, Pomona Westphalia 14.
Tackle made by the senior Kyle Nuremberg.
Pomona Westphalia was trailing 14-6 to Carson City Crystal Falls last week. They ended up winning 20-14. Eli Kraft completes to Travis Essmaker at the 20-yard line and brought down to the 18-yard line by number two Kyle Nuremberg, the defensive back, also quarterback. Good enough for a 5-yard gain. Now brings up third and four.
And just a short out route there by Travis Essemaker, just taking a couple steps downfield and heads straight for the sideline. Kraft with a nice touch pass there to get the ball to him. And Essemaker did a good job receiving the ball and turning it upfield, making this third down a manageable one.
4 yards to go, two to the left, two to the right. Ridner to Eli Kraft's left. And they're going to go to the far corner, and there's a pass interference. Pass was intended to Josh Shelke in the far corner of the end zone. He was held up by coverage by number five, Trey Bauer, the 5'10 junior, and a flag flies right at the end zone line, the goal line, and this will give a first down for Harbor Beach.
And it was a you-can't-miss play there as Kraft lobs the ball into the back corner of the end zone. The receiving error on that play was Josh Shelke. He's trying to get there. Again, Trey Bauer had his back to the football. He did not know where it was. And when Shelke tried to get up down the field, Bauer didn't realize he had to let him go a little bit and just basically tackled him out into the open field before the ball even got near him. The flag was thrown before the ball even hit the ground. It was an easy call out there. And a first and goal now, or a first down for Harbor Beach.
And goal to go.
It is goal to go. Looks like from the 9-yard line.
And again, we go back to these penalties, guys. Red zone penalties by Pauamo. Harbor Beach in a third down scenario. Now it's first and 10. It's huge.
First and goal from the 9-yard line. It's a handoff to the right side. He blasts through all the way down to the 5-yard line. That is number 2, Travis Esmaker, with a 4-yard pickup. Now second and goal from the 5. 8:40 left in the fourth quarter. Harbor Beach trying to score. They're leading by 3, 17-14.
Tackle made by the sophomore linebacker, Nate Jandernoa.
8 weeks into the season, Pauamo West Philly never gave up more than a touchdown in a game. In the past 3 weeks, they've given up 47, 21, and 14. So far, 17 here. T formation from the right hash. Left, right across your radio. Eli Kraft with the ball on the keeper around the right end. Dives in, and he's in. Touchdown, Harbor Beach. Eli Kraft scampers in from 5 yards out and gives Harbor Beach a 9-point lead with 8:10 left in the fourth quarter. A big momentum swing from Pauamos Westphalia side back to Harbor Beach. Let's see how the Pirates of PW respond.
Very fitting there that the key block that opened the hole for quarterback Eli Kraft was made by number 56, younger brother Noah Kraft. A big time block on the goal line, letting Big Bro get into the end zone.
Such a nice guy.
Oh yeah,
such
absolutely.
A nice guy.
Here, what a momentum swing for Harbor Beach. The crowd is just jacked. Go back to a 10-point lead here if he can pull off the extra point.
And Nick Hessling's kick is up. Does it have the accuracy? Yes, it does. It's a 10-point game, 24-14. Harbor Beach leading with 8:10 left in the ball game. A lot of time to be played on the WLEW Sports Network.
Fellow citizens, do you know the American way? No, it's not baseball, apple pie, and Chevrolet. It's to sue. Never work another day in your life and make someone else as miserable for the rest of their life. Well, folks, I'm here to tell you, as a fellow American, I am not proud of this fact, but have a plan of action. Prepare yourself from this unpatriotic exercise and have the proper coverage with a true American, Clark Ramsey, at Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company. Protect your future. I'm Clark Ramsey, and I approve this message.
Harbor Beach leads by 10, 8:10 left in the fourth. And during the timeout, meanwhile, back at the ranch, we appear to have a penalty against Pauamo Westphalia's sideline. So it's going to be 15 yards forward. So Nick Kessling will actually be kicking off from Pauamo Westphalia's 45-yard line.
Yeah, it looked like the coaching staff of Pauamo Westphalia, head coach, came out and approached the ref on the call. He wanted a holding call on the run by Eli Kraft. Nothing was called, and he wasn't real happy about it and ended up getting a penalty. So now Harbor Beach gets to kick off from the 45-yard line of Pauamo Westphalia, so they have a chance to pin him deep.
And Nick Hessling has the ability to traditionally just have a touchback, and this is exactly what it is, as it's nearly a field goal, bounces at the back end zone line for a touchback, and Harbor Beach will have to play defense from the 20-yard line as Pauamo Westphalia has an 80-yard field to work with. 8 minutes and 10 seconds left in the game. Harbor Beach leads 24-14.
Again, it's similar to that celebration penalty that Pauamo Westphalia had. Now the head coach gets a penalty there. That's twice now that they've taken the ball and put themselves with their backs against the wall. Their special teams doesn't even get a chance, or kick returners, to give themselves a shot at a big play. They're stuck now with 80 yards to go.
That was Harbor Beach's first touchdown since 8:14 left in the second quarter. Hand off to Walniakowski across the 20, now to about the 22-yard line. It's going to be a gain of 3, according to the spot, out to the 23. Second and 7 now for Pauamo Westphalia.
And he ran right into one of Harbor Beach's biggest defensive linemen, senior Josh Wan.
Clock winding down, 7:45 left in the fourth. 24-14, HB leads PW. Pomona Westphalia, all white jerseys, gold numbers.